We begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, Simen Kuf Yotes Sif Tes. Achet Perch Samazon, after saying Perch Samazon, by the side, the Moizgen Kais Revis, we pour the fourth cup. The Noigen lift the Chesedelis, and the door is open. The Zeichet to commemorate Shulu Leil Shemurim, that the night of Pesach is a Leil Shemurim. Veim Shiar Mishum Dava, we are not scared of anything. B'schus Hamuna, and because we have this amuna, Yavi Mashiach Tzakenu, Mashiach will come soon. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishpach Hamos Al Ovd Kachavim, Kadosh Baruch Hu will spill his wrath on the Nochrim. Ulchein Omni Shvoi Chamoschi V'chula. There is a minig to pour the fifth cup, the Kosh Shel Yom. We should take a nice big cup, fill it with good wine, and this cup should be poured by the host himself. And then there's different menhagim when to pour this cup. Some have the minhag that they pour before they say Shema Shvoi Chamascha, and then after saying Shvoi Chamascha, they take the wine from that cup and give a little from that wine to everyone who's at the Seder to have for their cup of wine. Some pour it over and leave it out for the entire duration of the Seder, and when they're drinking the fourth cup, they add a little more wine as they drink from that cup, from the Kos Shel Yom. And some leave it out all night, obviously covered on the table, and in the morning they use it for Kiddush, or they pour it back into the bottle. Akach Maschil Leilanu, afterwards we begin to say Leilanu, Vayimer Kaseidah, we say it as we're supposed to say, Kshmegiyah Lahoidu. When we get to the pasuk of Hoidu and Hallel, Imhim Shloisha, we have three people sitting at the table. Afilam Ishtav Banav Shigil Chinuch, even with his wife and children, Yoima Hoidu, they should say Hoidu, V'shein Shnayim Yanu, and the two should answer that Hoidu, K'moish Omer B'tzibur, as we do always B'tzibur. Hallel that is said by the Seder should be said in a loud voice, singing. One should not interrupt in the middle of the saying of Hallel. One doesn't have to stand by Hallel that's said during the Seder, even though normally when we say Hallel in Shul, we stand, because everything we do is to be done by Derech Cheres. Standing is not Cheres, but one should not recline when he says Hallel by the Seder. So, from the fourth cup, you have to drink a full revius. Because you have to make a bracha achroina after you drink the fourth cup of wine. After drinking the abakosis, one should not drink any beverage, rak mayim. The only thing you should be allowed to drink is water. If the person is not falling asleep at the end of the Seder, you should say after that God the Shir Shirim. We don't say Krishma Alamita on Pesach, Rak Pasha Shema or Prigas Hamapol. Lahiris, to say that we say Krishma Shalamita normally as a protection. Here it's a Leil Shmurim and Azikim, tonight that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us, Veinu Tzricha Shmira. And a person should spend the night in Pesach saying Shir Shirim, learning about Hilchos Pesach, learning about the Nisim that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us by Pesach. However, if somebody will not be able to daven properly the next day because he was up all night, then he should go to sleep. And moreover, if the person really is tired and he's fighting to stay up, he doesn't have to do so. But staying up till Chatzos is certainly something that everybody should try to do. Most Siddurim aren't over anyway before that, but even if your Seder is over, just try to stay up and learn and think and appreciate what Hashem does for us. Somebody doesn't drink wine all year because it's not healthy for him. Abakosis, he should force himself to drink the abakosis by the Seder. K'mayshamar Rabbeinu Sein, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, Sheyishoyis Abakosis Pesach, that he used to drink the four cups of wine. For Yitzad Tzarech Lachatzav at Shavuos, he had to put a towel around his head until Shavuos from the headache that he got from drinking the wine. One could dilute it with water, the wine, a lishta shayin tzmikim, drink raisin wine, a yishta made dvash, in Muhammad Medina, if it's hard for him to drink wine. Sif Yud Aleph, im never afikamen, if the afikamen got lost, im yesh loy oid matzis me'elu shenas l'shem matzis mitzvah, if he still has matzis mitzvah, that means matzah that was baked, l'shem matzis mitzvah, yachl meni kazayis, he could use a different kazayis for that purpose, v'lav yachl matzah kazayis. Sif Yud Beis, mish shach l'achas afikamen, if somebody forgot to eat afikamen, im niska kodin berch samozen, if he remembered before he's benched, even though he already washed nine machrayim, Oish Amo, he said, Havlon, Venevarach, he said, we're going to bench. Oichloi, Venetzarach, Levarach, Berch Samoise, he eats and he does not have to make another Berch Samoise. Vafgav the Asach Dati Malacho, even though he had really decided not to eat anymore, Lechoshev Hesach Hadas, it's not considered Hesach Hadas, Kivin Shuchayev Lechol, he's obligated to eat. Vatak the Rachman Kassin, he's relying that he meant to eat because that's what Hashem wants us to do. He should wash his hands and not break a brach of Antil Sidaim. If he didn't realize until after he said Brach Samozen, before he said the Bari Priya Gofen, Yitl Yodav, he should wash again. He should not make a brach of Antil Sidaim. But Vivarak Brich Samoitzi, but he should make another Brich Samoitzi, Vyach Kazayis, Vyakach Vivarak Brich Samozen, and then he should bench, Vivarak Akash Lishis Vyisht, and then drink it and make a Brocha. Avil Imloiniska Adlach Sheberk Barak Priyagof and Kash Lishis. If he didn't realize that he didn't eat Afikoimen until after he made a Barak Priyagof in the third cup of wine, Yisht as a Kais, he should drink it. From Ragaba Pamacheris Lavarak Brich Samozen Beloy Kais, if he usually benches without a kais. Yitel Yadav Yoch Lafikoimen Vivarach Brich Samozen Beloy Kais. He should just say benching again and not say and not do the Brich Samozen on a kais. Or if he does do a kais, I did see that the Shulchan Aruch Rav suggests pick it up and use it for benching, but only drink it by the time we're supposed to drink the fourth kais. Aval munizat levarach tam brich samozen al kais, v'atal levarach al kais. But this time he won't, even though normally he always does. Shouldn't have a mice of al kaises, because he's going to be having five cups now instead of four kaises. L'kain layoch la'afikaymen, he shouldn't eat afikaymen. V'yisvach al matzah shachat trila, he should rely on the mitzi matzah. However, since not everybody, most people don't use a kais every time they bench, they should do what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. Bench on the third kais, bench on that kais now, and put it away for the fourth kais.